Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputo's here, too, for more than 6 years. More than 8 years.
Really?
More than eight years. That's right, Catherine. Catherine has been joining us as one of our top brand strategists. She's the president of Self Brand. She's the author of You Are a Brand, also Breakthrough Branding. And she's here to talk to us about something that she feels really strongly about, and I agree with her. Catherine Caputo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
8 years. It seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long.
It's good to have you back.
Hopefully the wisdom is growing. But
it is, no question. Hey, Catherine, it's Catherine with a K, by the way, folks, if you're Googling her. And Catherine with a C.
Computer
with a K. That's the other way. It's the other way.
Catherine with a C.
Yeah, I had the K on my mind. All right, so Catherine, one of the things that I think small business owners need to make sure, I'm not going to say whether they do it enough or not, but need to make sure they do, whether they're starting their business or they're launching a product or whatever, words matter, terms matter, references matter when we're dealing with the public, with the customers, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, the identity of everything begins with a name, what you call it. You know, your name is your brand. Your brand is your name in a lot of ways, and a powerful name can help make a brand. And a bad name can hurt it, you know. So,
well, you know, whenever people come on my show and they have a name like Blasingame or Caputo, I always ask them how to say their name. And they say, well, don't worry. I say, no. I am going to worry about it because you get to have your name said the way you want it to be said. The names matter. I don't think we should be cavalier about our names.
Yeah, you just made a good point because the sound of the name matters too. You know, good names too sound good. Sound, you know, Google has interesting sounds,
right?
Alliteration, Lululemon, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They call it verbal fluency. So, having a name that not only conveys meaning, but sounds good is
but very also powerful. Interest, not just meaning, but interest too, right?
Right. You know, and I think there's a lot of. You know, it's harder today to get a great name because, you know, we're in a global marketplace with the Internet, and so we've got so much more competition with other brands and other people that people can do business with. So it's particularly important to think of your name, what you're going to call your business, and your tagline or the handle you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the explanation, you know, I had when I had my consulting company, the name of my company was Jim Blasingame & Associates, and the tagline was, Vice Presidents You Can Rent.
Okay, great.
And that was completely intuitive. I never had to explain that to anybody.
Right. You know, you can go with your own name. You know, Ben & Jerry's is a great example.
Right.
But for a lot of people, that's not the best choice. You know, what did you name your show? The Small Business Advocate.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How did you choose that name? What other names did you think about?
Well, it was intuitive to me because it was going to be all about small business, and I was going to be advocating for them. And so, you know, I looked around and I saw that nobody else was using it, and I did the homework. I checked it out. Whenever I've written my books, I titled all my books myself. I looked around and make sure I did a study of the trademark office and made sure that nobody else had it, and if I could, I got it, and things like that. So I think we should not be cavalier about naming things, especially our businesses.
Yeah, no, and I think,
and
you know, doing the research is important. You want to own it on the Internet, so you want to own the name.com, and that's an important thing to think about.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of big companies, you know, hire these firms, you know, for tens of thousands of dollars or more just to check the availability. But you can do it, you know, you can do it yourself.
You can do it, you can do it for nothing. Go to USPTO.gov, type in a name, and see if anybody else owns it.
Exactly. And, it could, you know, we say, what's in a name? But look at Malaysia Airlines.
That's
Malaysia Airlines had two major tragedies.
Horrible tragedies.
Yeah, horrible tragedies. And I think they need to think about changing their name. Because,
and think about how sad that is. I mean, it's quite possible that neither one of those tragedies were their fault. It had anything to do with what they did.
Well, no. I think it's true. I think maybe the way they handled the first tragedy
who could be
in the best
light. You can't blame people for that. Because, I mean, look at the Ferguson, Missouri municipality. I mean, who could be prepared for that kind of a storm? You know, I mean, I think you got to cut people some slack on that, don't you?
Well, yeah, the large airlines are prepared, you know, but I think, you know, that's what didn't show them the best life. But I think they need to think about, you know, Malaysia Airlines. Now passengers are showing pictures on the internet of the flight they're on, and there's only one passenger, you know, or two passengers on a flight.
Yeah.
So that scares people even more. So, you know, I think there are other names that could make sense for them that, you know, and I think there's a lot of pride in having the name, but having a new name, you know, look, there was a similar example in aviation. ValueJet, you know, was in a crash in the late 90s, and they changed the name to AirTran.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year later, they changed the name. The stock went up 33% the first day, and, you know, the company turned around. So it signals a change when you change the name. It's, you know, a new philosophy, that kind of thing. It can help, particularly, you know, with two major, you know, air crashes where everyone was killed. It's a really tragic event.
I know a company, your point about changing the name, not just naming something, but changing a name is really a good one, because I know a company that was successful, I mean, wildly successful, with one name for 25 years. They went public with that name, but they felt that after 25 years, the name wasn't serving them going forward. And so they took 2 years to research another name. They came up with one and launched it. And within 12 months, the old name was not even showing up on any searches. The new name, they did a good job of converting to the new name, and now it's who they are. I'd rather not say right now, it takes them into the future. It's taking them into the future, and the old name was holding them back. They felt.
Well, here's a great example. Blue Ribbon Sports had that name for 14 years.
Yep.
Did okay. Didn't do great. Was a sporting goods company making shoes. Then a friend of the owner suggested, why don't you rename the company after the Greek goddess of victory?
Right.
Nike.
Right, exactly.
14 years with Blue Ribbon Sports, you know, that took a lot of guts, because it's very can be expensive to change a name.
Right.
But they changed the name, and the rest is history. You know, the Nike name set up a whole different kind of idea and imagery for the brand.
Absolutely, and now we don't say Nike. We just see Nike. Hey, can I have your website? Can I have your website, Catherine, please, quickly?
Yeah, my website is selfbrand, SELFBRAND. And if you want to find out about the naming, it's andaname.com.
And we're going to talk about her new venture after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.